Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the morning, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! That's what we like to call a good old-fashioned barn beatdown, Leroy.
Yes, it was.
That was an absolute thorough ass kicking in game three. Florida Panthers win this series, or win this game 6-1, and go up in the series 2-1. 2-1 filthy.
And it wasn't that close.
Wow. I mean, like, you know it's bad when the Panthers are actively, like, feeling like they're tickled when you're trying to fight them. Just laughing in your face. Jonah Gadjevich, Nico Mikkola. And the Oilers have to resort to the street stuff, like squirting water bottles. Absolute thuggery.
The thuggery.
Childish is what that was.
It was. It was childish. It was childish. And, like, I you know, we're having a water gun fight in a game where you're just getting absolutely throttled. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's what the Panthers do. The Panthers get in your head, get you to play outside of your element, and it takes a level of poise, right? You're in the finals. So the fact that you're letting another team affect you the way that they are, you ain't ready for the moment. You ain't ready.
No. I mean, like, it went way over where I think anybody could have even realized. Like, they completely lost their minds.
Yep.
I mean, you had a crazy first period where there's just penalties willy-nilly left and right. Just felt like, you know, the Oilers, starting with Evander Kane, just couldn't get out of their own way with all the mistakes they were making. And then eventually you knew it was going to get to a point where they were going to break through. It felt very much like after the Marchand got the early goal and he just kept getting power play after power play with some really good looks, there was going to be one that broke through. And once you got that two-goal lead, I don't know, man. We got to that second period, and the Oilers just completely lost their marbles.
I was waiting for, like, if they get it to within one, then it becomes, you know, a pressure cooker a little bit. But, yeah, man, they like, what are you doing? Like, they're trying – And there's two types of teams, right? There's a team that's doing whatever they can to win the championship. And there's teams that are out there not thinking of the big picture, but just beating the Florida Panthers. And I say that in that they were trying to return the aggression of the Panthers instead of trying to score goals and play and win the game. And you could just tell, like, they were way out of their element.
Well, it was just even, like, just dumb stuff, like them trying to light up Sergei Bobrovsky and like, you know, Bob gets taken clean off his feet. And you're sitting here being like, all right, well, very obvious penalty. And then, like, you know, 2 seconds later, you got Skinner who's flopping like a fish trying to get it because Tkachuk was near him. And I'm like, everything you're doing is just so patently obvious.
Right. They're not trying to win the game. They're trying to beat the Panthers, right? And being that they're going out, they're trying to be more physical than the Panthers. They're trying to do the same stuff that the Panthers do. They're trying to disrupt Sergei Bobrovsky. They're trying to all these things. And the more you try to beat the Panthers and play the style of game that they play, the farther you get away from playing the game that got you to this point. And so the Panthers are winning twofold. Because not only are they beating you on the scoreboard, but they beating you at a game that you're not familiar with.
Stunned Steve's calling him Bobrovsky flop. I don't know, man. He got clean tape. Like, Skinner definitely flopped.
I mean, when your skates are pointing at the sky, like, that's kind of hard to reenact.
Skinner was definitely there, like, he's like, oh, Tkachuk's around me. He wanted out of that game. He wanted no piece of it. He's like, please, get me out of here. I understand.
Have you ever seen a game? Somebody just pointed this out. Have you ever seen a game with more broken sticks?
I don't know.
I mean, holy smokes.
I don't know. I know they were whining a lot about the ice because that's become the latest thing we like to do is the national media is like, said, the ice is no good.
I was watching ESPN before the game earlier in the day, and they said that Edmonton plays a very fast game, but the ice is slower in the Kaseya Center. I mean, not the Kaseya Center, but Ameren Bank.
It's funny how Marshawn didn't look that slow.
Or whatever, No, they said it on air, and I was like, huh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how the Panthers didn't look that slow.
Yeah, well,
it's interesting how, like, it always, you know, it's always, oh, like, Canada just realized, oh, yeah, there's games in the South.
Well, again, it wasn't them. I heard it from
somebody. but them is put under the umbrella of just the rest of the horse bleep with, like, the state tax and all of that stuff. It's just like, oh, the ice is no good here. Oh, it's like, now, okay, we're doing that now. That's where we're gonna go.
It's always something. They're trying. They're stretching.
It's always something. It's always something with them.
You know what? And the way I feel about it is, I don't care. Take the L.
Yeah, but they don't take the L. Like, it's a nice thing to say, but that it's literally the opposite of just taking the L. It's taking the L with caveats.
Again, as a team, as a person that roots for the team that's up 2-1, I don't care what your excuses are. And Johnny said it perfectly. Bennett looked pretty fast on that.
That's
break.
What I'm saying. Like, what do you mean? Like, oh, we can't go as fast here. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. What is Connor McDavid, a Gila monster? Like, he just can't adjust to the climate? Like, what's the problem?
Listen, at this point, I don't care. I'm just looking at it as two more wins. And thank God, because I'm going to need a break from the jacuzzi.
You got 2 days off. Stop whining.
Hey, you know, I know how Edmonton feels because you guys got me all messed up. Do I get out? Can I get in the pool? Can I? What if I just keep a hand in? What? Like, come on.
Yeah, I think we've told you as long as you're there, it's fine. You could just go feet in or something, just be around it, but don't leave.
Don't leave.
I didn't leave.
Not leave.
Now, in fairness, I left with like 10 minutes left.
I'll allow it. Like, the game was over.
At that point, I'm beating traffic.
I get it. But I also have told you, like, you don't have to do jacuzzi every day. Like, you just have to be where you're at.
No, you have to stay there. Technically.
No, you, like,
see, if they win, you have to do the same routine.
It would be nice, but the thing is, really, you just don't change your routine.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
All right.
They lose.
If he would ask that, if I got in the jacuzzi, you would give him hell.
What I gave him hell for, Jennifer, because this is why people don't listen. What I gave him hell for is he left. He started his game there. He even broke routine because he said that he was liking the mojo of the tub, and then he left with them up. And that's the problem. Like, if he leaves, if they're tied, if they're down, then fine. I don't have a problem with that. Or just don't go in the jacuzzi all day. But he's, you know, he's pot committed. So, I mean, I didn't make you go this extreme.
But wait, I've always done that. I do that with the Heat sometimes.
No.
I do. I get in the jacuzzi when they play at night.
You didn't do it because you told us stop pulling a big face coffee here and changing the details, okay? What? You said that you stayed for an extra period because they were playing well, and then you got out and you quit when they were up. And it cost him a game.
Quit. My body quit. I was dehydrated.
No, you quit.
Oh, my goodness. So now, last night, I was seeing spots. I couldn't even see the TV. I had to listen because I couldn't see that far because I was so, like,
yesterday, I almost seized up. Yesterday, and not the day that we had a bunch of two overtimes?
Wah. Two more wins. Overtimes. Two more wins. Yeah. Stop whining about it, dude.
I'm not! Bluebeard and jacuzzi all Dolphin season.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the T1 Taos analysis. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Final score last night, 6-1. Brad Marchand, Carter Verhaeghe. The Sam scored. Aaron Ekblad and Evan Rodriguez all lighting the lamp. Bob had 32 saves. Game 4 will be Thursday. A couple days off for the Cats and Oilers. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. The big three in their most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Coach of the Miami 305, Michael Cooper, Hall of Famer. He's going to stop by the show today. So we will talk to one of the key pieces of Showtime. Of course, coach is now Michael Beasley. Mario Chalmers.
Hey, could you imagine being that regimented with the organization and the coaches you had to play for, and now you coach Michael Beasley?
I think he probably loves it. I don't know. We'll talk to him about that.
It's just like you look at players and that become coaches, and you kind of get an idea of how they're going to go about their job based on the coaches that they played for and the circumstances and situations they played for.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say that they didn't have a Michael Beasley on their team, right? They didn't have a guy that if he played for the Bulls, I would say, okay, maybe, because you had Dennis Rodman, right? Just a guy who was just, he did his job, but getting him there was some work. But they didn't have that at Showtime, right?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a little before my time. I was a baby.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
It's a no, little.
I mean, you had Kareem, Magic. You had Coop. You had Byron Scott. You had, like, all these guys seem like they were all, like, look, a lot of them became coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine all those guys playing together.
He just got his jersey retired this year after going to the Hall of Fame. Pat Riley and the rest of the Showtime Lakers there for him. So he'll stop by the show today. We'll talk some hoops with him. Of course, buzzing last night, the Panthers win. Jonah Gadjevich is a crazy person. Like, he's sitting there, he's wagging the tongue out there.
He was a whole meme yesterday. And I
he really was. Second. Like, he was like, did he just go nanny nanny boo boo while he was walking into the locker room? He's like, aah! Like, just mocking them for how tough he is.
Is it not crazy that we say this about a different Panther every game?
Well, it's exciting for him because he didn't get to really play last year. He was mostly scratches the entire way. Now he's out here in that fourth line. They get Greer back yesterday. But, no, like, he's an absolute menace. Well, we've heard, you know, some of the calls that Doug Plagans has had of his foot. Do you have the call last night, Brittany? Did you get a Doug Plagans and the Gadjevich fight? Because that's probably his favorite guy on the team to call. Because Gadjevich yesterday is just, like, just thumping. And you got blood squirting out. And it's just, it was absolutely awesome. And you could just see he's, like, smiling, sticking the tongue out. Because he's a pure maniac. I mean, this is the guy who takes the scissors and clips his nails in the penalty box.
Oh, my God.
They had to shove, like, 4 Panthers in the penalty box after just all hell broke loose. Game was over. Oilers trying to get their money's worth. It was crazy yesterday. You know, they're like going after Sam Bennett. You know,
of course they are. They always seem to go after the guy who hangs out in front of the net.
And then they went after Mikula. He was just laughing in their face.
Nico Mikula just laughed in their face. He was like, he points at Corey Perry. Old man, he's just like, he probably just wanted to give him some warm milk. Be like, hey, old man, why don't you go take a nap? Laughing at him. And then there was the jarring going out. You see, like, they were, like, you know, with the whole squirting thing, but then just the jawing back and forth. And Brian Boucher's like, what's going down there, Boosh? He goes, nothing good.
He was upset. He was wetting all his equipment.
That's understandable. I would freak out.
I would be
pissed. If you squirt, if you had a water bottle and you're just messing with my stuff. Unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing because all I can think of is they did more fighting after the whistle than they did during the whistle.
Yeah. Here was the call of Doug Plagan just saying on the big melee.
Call him, and then from Frederick, who just gave Bennett another shot from behind, another cross check. Frederick's going off. He broke his stick on Sam Bennett. In comes Jonah Gadjevich, and he's swinging for the fences, and in comes A.J. Greer as well. And Greer grabs a hold of an Oiler, and we've got a good old-fashioned Donnybrook now. 9:31 left in the third. Greer swinging away at an Oiler right in front of the bench.
Darnell Nurse wants nothing to do with Greer. He's just trying to hold him up as much as he can. He's not even trying to throw a punch.
Gadjevich.
We got bodies everywhere.
Yeah, Gadjevich and Nurse. We've got Frederick and Bennett. That was the initial altercation. Nurse trying to throw something at Gadjevich. And now
Nurse just wants out of this.
Kulikov has hold of somebody. Connor Brown and Nate Schmidt. And now it's Nurse trying to throw a couple of rights at Gadjevich. And Jonah has him held back here. He gets a left in there and a big right hand from Gadjevich.
If Gadjevich gets his hands free here.
Look out if Darnell Nurse isn't able to escape this one. Gadjevich has him held back. There's the right hand. And Jonah Gadjevich is swinging for the fences. Nurse trying to fight him off. A couple of body shots. There's another one right to the mandible. And now over to the far side of the ice, we've got Nate Schmidt and Connor Brown. They're locked together. Gadjevich still swinging away. Oh, my goodness. Jonah Gadjevich continuing to land shots up high on Darnell Nurse, who's holding on for dear life at this point.
And the linesman involved another
Greer and Frederick have been sent off to the penalty boxes. And our linesman in the middle of it. And everybody is separated. A standing ovation for Jonah Gadjevich.
And Gadjevich, just a big smile at the Edmonton bench.
Wow.
That was amazing.
He just landed another one.
I was
in the mandible.
The minute that he used the term Donnybrook, I was like, oh, wow.
What the hell is that?
Donnybrook, a scene of uproar and disorder, a heated argument.
That wasn't that what that was.
It was a Donnybrook, dude.
If that Doug was a Plagan melee. Says it is, it is.
I also love the fact when he uses mandible. That's always my favorite. Right to the mandible. That's how it felt, though. Like, Nurse was sitting there. He goes, how do I get out of this? This was a terrible mistake.
And it was almost like Gadjevich was holding him up and saying, you're taking this beating like a man.
That's right. You made your choice. Then they started kicking everybody out left and right. Game was over. It was a pure throttling yesterday.
So they had basically the starting five all in the box for both teams?
Yeah, they basically threw the whole lines in there. And then they just gave misconducts left and right. And then it didn't end. Like, there were still more. I mean, you had 9 minutes left after that.
I know. That's the crazy part. Once that happened, that's when I got out.
You had three Oilers.
Going to happen after
three
that.
Oilers right. Just went after Matthew Tkachuk after that. You had Evander Kane hitting Verhaeghe right in the chops with his stick. He got kicked out of the game. I think he had like 16 minutes of penalty minutes yesterday because of that. He was terrible, Evander Kane.
Yep.
He was sitting there like, that dude completely... And then like afterwards, he's whining. He's like, the refs aren't seeing what they're doing. Bunting. It's like, well, don't get caught. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're very easily caught. Every time I'm like, hey, look at Evander Kane getting caught. Pretty wild, but it was a time, man. What an ass kicking it was yesterday.
But the other thing is I'm always like in these series said, but it's just one game. But it seemed like the Panthers sucked the life out of Edmonton.
Oh yeah,
both physically, emotionally, like you couldn't keep your cool during the course of that game when you were in it. Then when you got out of it and you were out of it, then it was just like you weren't out there to play hockey.
That play,
I always wonder how teams bounce back from that.
Well, I don't know how you do it, but Sam Bennett, that hit that he laid and then just the work that he had on that breakaway.
Oh, my God. He took out two guys,
yep.
Then ended up leading the breakaway. I'm like, now that's being all over the ice.
He's got to be like... He's had to skyrocket up the Conn Smythe odds, I'd imagine.
He's the favorite.
Is he the favorite right now?
And McDavid is the second.
Yeah, that's good. Because we went into this. McDavid was the favorite with Bob second, but Sam Bennett's been a monster.
It's amazing that you don't realize how deep the Panthers are because when you think of, so let's use Edmonton. If Draisaitl and Connor McDavid don't have big nights, multi-point nights, Edmonton usually doesn't have a chance. But if Barkov, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe don't score, you still got three or four other guys who can go in and score a couple of goals, and you're like, who?
Yeah, right? For sure. But I think also the idea that you do want to get that top line going. You know what a challenge they have defensively to face. But Rhino getting on the board last night, that was a huge one for him. And then, like, you could see he started feeling it as the game. But Sam Bennett, like, he's just in the freaking zone right now. Yeah, he is just under plus 200 favorite
Marchand's
to win.
Third.
Marchand's third at plus 400. McDavid's plus 240 because they have to. And then Bob is 5-1.
I would say, I mean, Sam Bennett has been on fire, but has there been anybody more important than Marchand in the series?
I think they're pretty even way they've been. They've both been so damn good. And I think if you were to like stretch, I mean, Marchand like looks, the thing with Marchand that he looks like he's been getting better as the playoffs go on.
Yep.
You know, Bennett's just been the dude basically through the whole thing. So if you're doing it like that, and I think the thing that's unfortunate about Bob, like Bob had a very good game yesterday. It's just the game was so out of whack. You just don't really remember because there were so many shenanigans, but he had some really great saves yesterday.
Yeah. How big was, I mean, that had to be like the most penalty minutes I've seen in a hockey game.
Oh, it was crazy. I don't know what the totals are.
It seemed like somebody was always on the power play or 4-on-4.
Pretty wild. We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more for this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. And very excited, in studio now, joining us here, the head coach of Miami 305, Michael Cooper stopping by the show, Leroy. Very exciting as the Big Three gets going real soon. They're going to start their season this weekend. And the Miami 305 is practicing down at UM, Leroy. They're gearing up for the season. And Coach Michael Cooper, kind enough to join us here. Thanks for the time, Mike. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Toby. Hey, Leroy, you know what? He really didn't know who I was when I walked in here.
Really?
He thought I was just another old man. Like
ridiculous claim.
No, great. Sir.
Ridiculous no, claim.
Hey, it's crazy because we had a conversation before. Here's what the conversation was. I know when you were Showtime, y'all had accountability. Y'all had leaders on that team. Y'all had a Hall of Fame coach. All these things going. And now you coach Michael Beasley. From what you've been through, how do you deal with the younger basketball players of the day? Because it was different back then. You didn't have, you know, coaches having to appease the players. You didn't have, you know, coaches said, you get in or you out. So how do you handle that?
Leroy, the best part for me is I have kids, so I understand why. Kids. But no, I mean, you just have to treat these guys with respect, and I think it, as you give, you get. And with our team, you know, Mario Chalmers, Reggie Evans, Sean Williams, picked up Lance in our draft, and Michael B., you know, just give them the respect. And the one thing that we do is a give-and-take thing. We work things out together as a team, but it's fun. Mike is a little... The good thing about it is I don't have any hair, so he can't make me pull my hair out messing with him. But so we just we work it out, we make it happen, and but you know what? He is a fantastic player, probably the
best. He's so talented.
Oh my God, he is so good, and it's just amazing that he's just being the NBA. But you know what? He's not. He's in the Big Three or Miami 305, and we're glad to have him.
Was there any truth to there being a rift between him and Lance? Because they had the one-on-one matchup. Was that to help with their buildup? Are they good at the practices so far?
No, but they've been great. I mean, I got here one day late, but yesterday I got here, and they seem like they're great. They understand what we're about. We're going to win a championship, and we got to play together as a team. But I'm pretty sure there was a rift. I think that would be like if me and Larry Bird or me and Magic did a one-on-one, and then we had to come play together. You just put all that aside and play.
With a duo like him and Chalmers too, like they've been together for so long, they know each other for so long. Like, how does that help with the chemistry of a team going into a season?
Oh, for sure, that works so well. And Mario's the starting point guard for us, and he knows and he understands that Mike is our go-to guy. So again, we run a lot of pick and roll. We'll throw it to Mike and let him go one-on-one because he is a matchup nightmare for anybody. And this week coming up in Chicago, starting June 14th, we get to see Dwight Howard and L.A. Riot, and he's just going to do what he do, play basketball, and they work it out.
The competition level still very, like, as far as, like, you, the competitive juices for you guys still flows, like, very, very high for a league like this?
Oh, for sure. You know why it's even high? Because you didn't know the end to run to, Leroy. They can't run down to the other end. Everything happens at one end of the floor. And, yeah, the competition is very high. And it kind of goes through the coaches, too. You know, we got some marquee coaches, myself, Dr. J, George Gervin, Gary Payton. And when we see each other, and Nick Young, let's see him, and we kind of talked a little bit of sugar honey iced tea to each other, and we get it going that way.
Well, if you guys want to come watch the Big Three live and in person, it's going to be at the Kaseya Center June 29th. So it'll be at the Heat's house June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com and come support your own Miami squad. Michael Cooper joining us here in studio. Just had your jersey retired. Pat Riley there, all of Showtime there. What was that moment like for you?
Almost tearful. I never expected that. The Hall of Fame came before that, and I kind of figured might a little chance of getting in there, but the criteria for the Lakers hanging your jersey up was kind of really strict. And you had to have been an all-star. And with Jeannie Buss, our owner, doing what her dad has always done, being very home-loving, family-like. So when they called and told me that they were going to do that, that was something. I'm getting emotional about it now because I think about it. But, yeah, it was a great moment. A lot of my teammates were there. It was fun.
Is there something? Go ahead, Leroy.
So you can tell our age difference because – my question's all about Showtime because I grew up watching that, and that was some of the most amazing basketball I've ever seen in my life. And one of the things that was amazing to me was you guys all seemed – there was no knuckleheads. And so I would ask you, who on your team was the Dennis Rodman? the guy you needed to win, but you had to keep an eye on him.
We really didn't have that, as you said.
Right.
We didn't, you know, when you came on the Lakers and we went through training camp, we knew who was going to have that opportunity to make the team. And if you're a knucklehead, we were going to exclude you and you would get cut before we even got into the thick of things because it's about team. Team means together. Everyone achieves more. And so we really didn't have that. But there was it probably would be me. I was a loose screw at times. But I understood my role as a sixth man, so I wasn't going to play out of that. But that was a great, great question. We really didn't have that. We were very fortunate.
Right.
And you know what? But a lot of that credit goes to Jerry West, the late Jerry West. Jerry had an innate ability, that eye, to find that one player or that person that could come in and help us, a la Michael Thompson in 85. He saw him. And then in drafting and going after Kobe Bryant as a young player, knowing that he was going to be the type of player he became.
Right. You play for Pat Riley. Would Pat Riley ever dare say that Bam Adebayo passed Michael Cooper defensively as far as best players he's had in his franchise? Because you're one of the best defenders of all time.
I already see
Bam.
The look.
I can see the look on your face. This is already upsetting. But Bam's obviously looked upon as one of the best ever dude in a Heat uniform. Would he ever broach that topic even with you?
Tobin, don't start nothing. Don't be nothing, man.
He said, this is blasphemous.
Well, you know what? Bam is a different player than I was. He's a big, and for I think for Coach Riley to compare us to is an honor to both of us. And because Pat's been around and seen a lot of great players, but Bam, more of that 5-4, can play some 3, and he can get out and guard some 1s, but not for a long period of time, as well as me. I could play 1, 2, and 3, but I wouldn't have a hard time trying to guard Bam or Kareem or somebody like that. But you know what the one big I used to love to guard, and I really didn't care if I was outmatched, was a guy named Bill Laimbeer.
Just because of the dirtiness?
The dirtiness. I loved beating him up. And Rick Mahorn. They came in a pair, Leroy. And you know what? My God. See, Rick Mahorn was one of the coaches in our league, too. So, Leroy, you see that competitive juice is still flowing,
yeah,
baby. So, with the big three, that's when I get to work it out. You know, I can't get on the court, but I can still have that passion and love for the game.
But see, Mike, I was at Michigan when the Detroit Pistons were going, you know, with Dumars.
I don't care. Bad boys. You know what? We beat them in 87. We spanked them. No, 88. We spanked them. They weren't the bad boys to us. We called them bad kids. And I tell that to their face, too. Isaiah, Rick Martin. Okay, I'll calm down. Hey, you know what? Jay Figgs. I just made her laugh.
Keep going.
Jay Figgs is like a cool street baller's name. Jay Figgs over there. You okay,
so, Mike,
I'm good.
All right, don't
I'm
make
enjoying.
Me jump over there.
So you played basketball on a team that was a different level. Y'all didn't have to work through a lot of stuff because everybody was on the same page. Do you find that NBA basketball now, there's too many moving parts to get to that level? Like, everybody has almost their own agenda, and you have to incorporate that into the team atmosphere more now than you did before?
Well, you know what? And I don't mean anything wrong when I say this. It was kind of bad to watch the NBA basketball like 5 years ago, but I stuck through it, and they've come around a lot. But what you're talking about is why you see OKC and Indiana as championship playing for a championship,
yeah,
because it's about the team. And I think the NBA has been – there's so much money going around. There's really no loyalty because these guys are jumping from team to team to team or chasing the money, and that gets lost. Winning a championship gets lost because it's about the gratification of me at the moment. But that's why I love watching the NBA the last 2 years, especially this year, because you got two young teams. It's not about the superstars. And they SGA and Halliburton are stars, but they're not superstars. They're going into superstars, but they're playing as a team. And that's why it's enjoyable to watch for me. And that's what the Big Three is about. Miami 305, you know what? We were knocking on the door. Leroy, do you know anything about us from last year? We were knocking at the door, and we ended up losing to Gary Payton and that fake team he had back there. But you know what? It's about this year, Miami 305, and we're going for it this year. And it starts out this Saturday coming up against Chicago. In Chicago, we're playing the L.A. Riot, and it's going to be a riot.
Important to you to get off to a fast start this season? Like, you feel like the elements are there for you guys to have that chemistry right off the bat?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, with condensed the teams, we were 12 teams last year. We're back down to 8. So it's important. You can't go 0-2, 0-3, because virtually you'll be out of the playoffs by then. So, Tobin, it's going to be important, very important for us to start off with a bang.
How much confidence is Mario Chalmers still walking around with? He was known as the most confident Heat player. Even on a team with LeBron and Dwayne Wade, nobody had the confidence of Mario Chalmers. Does he still walk around with that?
You know the guys that they came into the locker room and they had all the confidence in the world, and everybody else like Magic and Kareem and all of them give them a little side eye. And
you,
just
Leroy, you talking about me, man? You're talking about me. That's why Mario and I, Rio, get together. We love each other because we're that person walking around. But no, we still got a lot of I'm 69 years old. I still believe I can get out there and stop LeBron James. Now, LeBron James would run over me like a freight train or something like that. But you know what? Show me. Yeah. That's what we got to do. Right, Jay Figgs? You got to show us what's going on.
Exactly.
Is there any surprise from you that Pat Riley's still doing it? 80 years old he turned this year. Still has that fire to run an organization. He said that 80's the new 60. He has no illusions of retirement time soon. Does this surprise you at all as a guy who's been around him for so long?
No, because that's who Coach Riley is. He's always been a fighter, and if you kind of look at our careers, Coach Riley and I were like the same player when he was with the Lakers in the 70s that won that championship team, so it doesn't surprise me. He keeps going, and you know what? In reality, Tobin, this kind of keeps us young, being around the young players, staying in the game, and those are some of the things you miss when you retire, that camaraderie, the preparation, those kind of things in the locker room, the bus rides. That's what makes it fun.
Well, hey, Spo went from 40 to 65 coaching Michael Beasley, so good luck.
Listen, Beasley almost took me to a championship. Leroy, you know what? Had we won last year, which was what we're going to do this year, Miami 305 going to win it this year, I will have covered the gauntlet of NBA championships. I won a NBA championship. I won a WNBA championship. I won a championship in the D League, which is now the G League. Anything has to do with NBA players, I've won. And so I'm knocking on the door for this one.
There you go.
Starts in Chicago. At 305 Miami. You going to be there, Tobin?
In Chicago? Yeah. No, but I'm going to come to the Miami show.
Why won't you travel with us?
What do you mean, dude? Like, I'm putting a bike. I'm not going to get on the bus to go to Chicago this weekend?
You can do this remote. What are you talking about?
I could do it remote. That's fair. I could do it.
Yeah. They fly. They only got like 12 guys. 12 people. We need the whole team.
But we talk about Beasley's talent. Like, I watched that one-on-one this week, and like, he has the appreciation even still from like Kyrie, Kevin Durant, just what he can do on a basketball court. Like, what do you think is underappreciated from Michael Beasley as a player?
It's his true talent, how really, really good he is. I don't think a lot of people see that. And again, I'm just beating Mike the last 3 or 4 years being around him, so I understand a little bit more. But just to how amazing of a player he is, how easy he makes the game. You know, the guy's hands are so big. I didn't realize that. Michael Beasley has some big paws on him, which allowed him to do things with the ball that other players can't.
Well, good luck against Dwight Howard this week, Michael Cooper. Thanks so much for stopping by.
I'm not playing against Dwight Howard.
No, I understand, but you're game planning against him.
Right, he act like I'm playing. Man, I'm not about to get out there, but okay, our team will do well. Thank you, Tobin. I appreciate you.
Go check out the Big 3. Miami 305's coming to the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Michael Cooper, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
You're going to keep pumping
this
up?
Right.
Absolutely.
We're going to give y'all a lot of eargasm out there because you know what? They have to have it to get to the game when we come here to Miami.
We're all about it. We'll support you all the way, man.
You sure, Tobin?
Absolutely.
You
if it's a Miami team, I got you all the way.
Yeah. Jay Figgs, you'll come?
I would love to.
I expect to see you there, Leroy. Two bald people have to come together, man. We're going to be there. But thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I wanted hair,
but it wasn't in my cards.
What do you think about his blue gold tee, by the way?
Huh? What do you think about Leroy's got a little blue there on the goatee? What do you think of that?
What? You tripping? What's wrong? What? Leroy, stop it. Come on back down to earth, man, and stay with that gray. It's okay. What's the blue for?
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for that.
He got basically pranked by his wife. His wife hair just kind of did a drive-by on the dye, and he turned into a Smurf beard. I don't know what's going on
there.
I love
that. You know what? During COVID, my wife did mine all yellow. My beard, I grew a beard then. She dyed it yellow, Laker colors.
Yeah, but you could stay at home. It was COVID. True. I got to go out in these streets with this.
Well, you don't have to. You can cut it now.
No, but see, it's coming. Look, the gray is coming in. So I figure that I got about another week or so, and then McGray will be back, where if I cut it off, I got to wait longer.
Leroy, stop playing with yourself. You look crazy with a blue beard. Thank you guys for having me, Tobin.
Thanks for coming in, Mike.
Thanks,
Tobin. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
305.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.